Sagt die Gemara, darf Samach Beisam mit Aleph und der Taf. Tanja Omer, Rabbi Kibbe, Pamachas Nichnasti, Acher Rabbi Yeshua, Lebeis Akisei. I followed Rabbi Yeshua to the restroom, to the bathroom. But Lamarati Menu Gimel Dvorim, I learned from him three things. Lamarati Shein Ifni Min Mizach Meirov. I learned that you're not Mefan in Mizach Meirov because it's facing Mokam HaMikdosh. El Atzofen Dorim, north and south. But Lamarati Shein Nifroin Mu'umod. You not reveal yourself standing up. Elam Yushev, but rather sitting down, once you're sitting. You not wipe yourself with your right hand. Elam Yishmael, with your left hand. Omale ben Azai. So ben Azai said, At kane asta ponecho berabcho. That's how much you amazed upon him. You went and you followed him into the bathroom. Omale toirehu velilma dani tzorich. I'm learning Torah. I want to know how to fear myself. So that's why I followed him all the way into the restroom. Zogma otanya ben Azai. Could have asked. Oh, you asked him good. He could have asked. He wanted to see. We'll see soon in another mice in the Gemara. Maybe he felt seeing is more than asking. So Tanya ben Azai Oimel. Pamachas nichnasi achar Rabbi Akiva leveis akisei. Now ben Azai himself, who's the one that asked Rabbi Akiva is the one that follows Rabbi Yeshua. And ben Azai said, at kan. So now Rabbi Azai accepted that. So Tanya ben Azai Oimel. Pamachas nichnasi achar Rabbi Akiva leveis akisei. So I followed Rabbi Akiva and I went after him in the bathroom. V'lomarati menu gimel d'vorim. I learned from three things. Hitaka heeded what he saw. Lamaradishay nifnim mizach mayrov, same thing. Elatsof and dorim. Lamaradishay nifnim nifroin meumad elam yushov. Velamaradishay mekankim yamin elam ismoil. So we see al kaponim, you're only mekanech ismoil and not yamin. Now, there's a chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and it's also brought down in the Yavitz and the Siddur and the Eshel Avram, the Buchacha. That bizman azeh, or bizman you're not mekanech with your hands directly, but rather with tissues, toilet paper, or even a stone, then the din of yamin and smol doesn't apply. Because the reason, we'll see soon in the Gemara, is because there's a mila with yamin. Yamin is the one you used to be kosher tefillin. Yamin is a terrorist need to be yamin. All these things, so once it's a separation between your hands and the Maizah Kinuach, so then maybe it's not applied. The Maizah, the Chaya Odom, the Ocha Shulchan, and the Mishra Brewer, the Bialoch, they don't bring this. They don't go like this. But the Koponim, they do say this Chilak. The Gabe, these Gdolei HaPoskim say this, so Yesh HaMalis Mech, but I don't. I'm not saying not to, but I'm just saying, Vosei Zogan. Zogdimo Omalei Reb Yehuda. So now Reb Yehuda told Ben Azai, At kan asti panechem berabcha, it's your Rebbe. Omalai teirio velumad ani tzorich, the same teretz. I need to learn Torah. Rav Kahana, ol, gano, tusei, purei. The Rav Shamei, Rav Kahana, I'm sorry, the Rav. Rav Kahana, ol, gano, tusei, purei, the Rav. Rav Kahana went under the bed of Rav. He wanted to see how he fears it, b'shas tash b'shamito. Now this may be like you asked before, why didn't you ask him? Asking is not the same as seeing or hearing. He wanted to see here. Zog di Gemara Shamei, he heard the soch. He was talking to his wife. V'sochak, he was laughing with her. V'osa tzchochov, and then it was Meshamash mitosoi. Omalei, so he called out from under the bed. He heard, he didn't see, he heard. Domi pume de Abba, he called Rav Abba. K'deloi sorif tafshilo. I hear from your mouth, it sounds like you never had tasted this dish in your life. It sounds like it's mamish like a first time. Omalei kahana. So Rav screamed out to under the bed. Kahana, hocha at, you're here. Puk arois vundo. The lav oirech aro. It's not the cheretz for you to be here now. Omalei. So he told him, Torah hi velumad ani tzorich. I need to learn Torah. That's why I'm here. Gewaldige Tages. That's hard for us to comprehend. Zog die Gemara, Mipnei ein mekanchen ela biyamin. So now what's taka the reason that we only mekanech biyamin and not biyamin and ela besmoil? So the Gemara says numerous reasons. Zog die Gemara, first reason, Omer Rava, Bnei Shetera nita biyamin, the Torah was given biyamin, Shenema miyamin eish los lomoi. That's one reason. Rabba Rav Chanoma Bnei Shikoivo lepeh. What's the hand that a person usually uses to eat with? Most people are righties. So it's not hygienic if you're going to be mekanech b'yamin, push it practical. Maybe that's shot in the Buchacha and the others, and it's in the Yavetz and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If you're Lamaisi, you're using something else in between, so it's not really shter. I mean, still, okay, today you have soap and everything, but upon him, it's koyve lepeh. It's something that you usually put into your mouth. food, stam, your hand goes into the mouth. Which one? The right one. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, another reason. Bibnesha Koisha about tefillin. You tie your tefillin with your right hand. Aye, maybe say your left hand you shouldn't be utilizing because you put your tefillin on your left hand. Terence says, no. Where do you put your tefillin? On your arm of your left hand. What do you mekaneach with? With your hand itself, the palm of your hand. So Mela, you're not mekaneach with the right because you koisha the tefillin with the right hand on the left arm. But the ma'aseh utilize the right hand. Now, the Magen Avraham in Siman Gimel says that the middle finger of the left hand you shouldn't either use for kinuach. Why? Because you koisha the ratzuas on the middle finger when you make the shin and you go around it. So vaita, you shouldn't use that either.
What's left?
Zogdi, you're here, I'll show you, like this. Zogdi Gemara. Zogdi Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, B'nei Shemara, but time et teure, a new reason. When they had a balkari laning, I'm all you have it today when a person didn't appear, but I'm all they had someone, a gabbai, being mara, time et teure, he showed the trop. Asnachto, he went like this. So if passing, he went like this. Gershayim, Kadmo Azlo, he went with his fingers. So he used his right hand to show the time
yakra. Very long laning.
Long laning. Zog di Gemara, Kitanoi. Now we're going to see all these reasons. Our taka machlagis tanoim. Rabbalazi oime, Menesha oichaba, Rabshua, Menesha koisaba. We didn't say before the reason of koisaba, but now we're saying koisaba. Zog di Gemara.
What
does Kosovo, what's wrong? Means Sefetariat Filin, Mezuzis. Rabbi Kiva Oy Meb Nation Marabatame Teira, you showed a trump with your hands. Omref Tankabach and Eloi, Kola Tsanuba Beis Akise. Oh, back to the Tsanis and Beis Kise. Whoever is Tsanua in the Beis Akise, Nitzel Mishloisha Dvorim, he's saved from three things. Number one, Menan Choshim and Akovim. There's Nechoshim and Akavim. Because of its sneers, explains Rashi, mitoch tzniyusoy miznaik benachas uveshtika, he's quiet. Ve'ein ha'nechoshim magishim leiskanos boy. The nechoshim are not jumping on him and jealous of him because they don't realize he's there. Ve'af ha'mazikin chosin olav. And the zikin also chas on him. The bad mazikin. Now Rashi is mashma, the reason is because mitoch tzniyusoy. The mashma says that he's nislava with the malochim that the Gemara said before, that you say, Iskabdim Chubodai. Someone who's Tzanua has a special mile, those Malachim come with him. And that's why the Mazikim don't bother him and don't attack, start up with him. V'yesh Oimrim, so number one, you're saved from Nechoshim HaKavim. Number two, from Mazikim. Number three, Zogdimov, V'yesh Oimrim, Af Chalamoisim Yushovim Olof, his Chaloimis don't hinder. You don't have bad dreams. Zogdimov, Aho, Beis Kisei. Now, the din of being tenu and beis akisei, the Rambam brings this din in Hilchas Deis. It's mashma, it's negev for a Talmud Chacham. The question is, it's not only negev for a Talmud Chacham, it's negev for every person. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, there's no mashmois behed your din in Talmud Chacham. So what's the pshat that it's brought legabe in Hilchas Deis? So the Moshe has a tshuva in Yordain, Chelegim, Mem Zayin. He says, be'etzim, it's not shaykh kovad hashchin in the beis akisei. And that's what the halach is, you're not mechuv to stand up. You're not oimel lefnei tamat chochem in basic kisei. So midina, the whole din of tznius, if there's no din covered, maybe din tznius would not apply so much either. So there's a chiddush that the person has to be tznu for himself, and that's gezokt afat tamat chochem, and that's why lemakom tzorich a person could be more makel. Doesn't have to dafke only what it says in the Gemara, all these things, what's considered tznua. So because it's a din maybe in tamat chochem, the Moshe wants to say, and that's pshan deramam taka, why it's in the Chazdeis. Zog the Gemara, Ahu beis akise dava betvelya. There was a beis akise in Tvelya. Kava aile be betrei. When two people entered there, I feel to be a mama. Even in the daytime, itzika, mitzika, they were harmed by mazikin. Now, usually, mazikim start up at night and start up with one person. They began in the beginning of the mesechta. Here, even two people in the daytime were harmed by mazikin. So mazikin is a makom of harm for mazikin. The beis akise is a place of mazikin. Zog di Gemara, Reb Ami v'Reb Asi have a aile bechad chad l'chudei. Reb Ami v'Asi were able to go one by one, and not just to harm them, but one by one, even individually, did not harm them. V'loy mitziki. Now, this is because of the tzinius. Sogdi mora, amul rabbonon loy mistifisu, aren't you scared? Amri lusa, they said, anon kabbalah gamrinon, we have a kabbalah. Anon kabbalah gamrinon, kabbalah de beis hakise, tzniusa v'shtikusa. You want to be protected in the beis hakise from a zikin? Be tzanua and be quiet. No talking in the beis hakise. And this is paskin in the halacha. A person is allowed to speak in the beis hakise. The tzurich godel, a person is allowed to speak out. However, shteit ramah behedya in Simon Gimel, the mishbur over there, that b'shas, that a person is mefana at that exact time, then even tzurich godel, you're not allowed to talk out in the beis hakise. You're not allowed to talk in the beis hakise. That's news of ishtikusa. B'shas, the mefana, then even tzurich godel, it's also. Zog di gemara, another kabbalah. Kabbalah di yisura. A person has yisurin, a kabbalah. What you do when you have yisurin, lo yaleinu? Shtikusa. Schweigen, to be quiet, to mekabel yisurin, and to be quiet. Umivoy rachmi, and to daven. Abaya malvele ime. Abaya, his mother, malvele ime. His mother was the one that raised him. It wasn't really his mother. So Zogt Rashi, malvele ime, megadelas loy se, umelamaratoi shaholichi my tomid. He had a little shepsela, a seh, that came along with him, not as a pet, to accompany him into the Beis HaKise. So he won't be the only one there. Mazikim, do not start up if you have a seh over there with you. Abaya marbele ime imro. Imro means a seh. Lema'ayel bahadeh le Beis HaKise, to go into the Beis HaKise. Frek di gemor v'rabari gadye. Why don't you get him a goat already? A goat's more fun to play with. Zogt Gemara, sorry, besorry, michlef. No. Sorry, besorry, michlef. Zogt Rashi, sheit she beis hakise doyme lesoyer, v'aleim ne'ma v'si'irim yirak dushom. This shade of the beis hakise is good for a sawyer. So he might end up walking up with the wrong sawyer. You don't want to walk up with the wrong one. Or maybe they will start up. They don't look at it as a protection, so to speak. Look at one of them, one of theirs. Zogt Gemara, rove mikame dahave reisha. Before he became a Rosh Hashiva, when he used to go to be mefan himself in the Beis HaKisei, which was behind his home in an outhouse. So Mekar Keshalei Bas Rav Chizda Amguza Belakno. So Bas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, Rav is married Rav Chizda's daughter. So his wife, she used to be Mekarkish. She used to make a noise. How did she make this noise? Amguza Belakno. She placed an Amgoiza. Amgoiza is an egoiz, a walnut, Bilkono. Bilkono is in a box. She had like a rattling noise. So she used to make this noise while he went into the outhouse, which was right outside the home. Like this, she would chase away the mazikin so that it shouldn't harm him. Zogdrashi, Amguza Belakno, Nesenes egoiz. In a copper box, and she made this noise while she was in the home. While he was being nifne mevachutz, she made this noise so the mazikin should not have an effect. This was all before he became Rosh Shiva. However, after he became Rosh Shiva, he needed extra protection. When he became a Rosh Shiva, Zogdrashi. So you need an extra special protection because the more mazikim are miskana on you, the miskana tamil chachomim more than b'nei odom, Zogdrashi. So you needed more protection. So Bosa the Moloch, when he became Rosh Hashiva, Avdalei Kafsa Umarach Le'yodei Aresha. She made a window, chaloin, connected the mokum where it was Nifna, behind her home, the outhouse, and she placed her hand on top of his head. So like this, it's considered like he's there with someone else. Her hand was accompanying him. Oma Ula, Zogt Ula as follows. If someone goes behind a fence and he's, let's say, walking with someone else, so you don't have to wait till that person is removed in a certain distance that he doesn't hear you being mefani yourself, making gdolim. Once you're behind the fence, Zogt Rashi, ain't zog lisrach klum. You don't have to worry about him hearing you as long as you're behind the fence. Ubebika, if you're in an open field, an open area, so then, kozman shemis atesh ve'in chavera shemea, It has to be that when your misatesh, your friend doesn't hear you, that's the distance that he has to be removed before you mefani yourself. So Rashi tzoch lisrach kadesh lo yishma chaveroi itushim shamato. Ablein tzoch lisrach kadesh lo yireno. But it doesn't have to be so far removed that he doesn't see you. So when you're behind a fence, he can even hear you. When you're not behind a fence, as long as he doesn't hear you, but he could see you. That's the first shita. Isi ben nosin masni hochi. He learned as follows. Behind the fence, behind the fence, your friend is not allowed to hear you. So you have to wait till he's removed, even though you're behind the fence. Ubebiko, if you're in the field, he can't even see you. A much more chomedic shita. Zok de Gemara, we have the following question on this listener that we just said. Yoitz mi pesach beis habad, those that are shoimrei tayra shel shemen. There are people that used to watch the oil press in order that an Amo Oretz, who's Tomei, should not come near the oil press and make a Tomei. So if they had to go relieve themselves in the Beis HaKise, it wasn't like now you just go to the bathroom, you have to go out to the outhouse. So who is being Shomer right now the Beis HaBad? So what do? Yoitz mi pesach beis habad v'nifnin lachrega geder. As soon as they go around to get behind the fence, they may find it themselves and they have to be choshesh that maybe someone will enter the press and will hear him. So we see clearly that we're not concerned, like the Shekhama, not Glish Tabasa, we're not concerned about anything that someone might hear you behind the fence. And once you go behind the fence and you relieve yourself, you can assume that nothing happened to the press, to the oil press, and it remained betar osom. Vein tohoyrin. Zog de mora betaris ekelu. By tyrus we're makel. By tyrus we're makel because of shmiras tyrus, we're makel for you to be mefana right behind the fence, even without the concern that someone might hear you. Because it's a special dinner tyrus. We want to go quickly, back and forth, get back into the shop. We don't want anyone being there without shmira. So that's where we're makel and we allow you just to go behind the fence. Zog mora toshma, another ayah. Kama yichaku v'yu tohoyrin. Shoyme tyrus, how far could they be v'yu tohoyrin that they can still look at what they're watching, and it should remain torn enough to worry about Amor, it's getting in contact. Kadeshiyu roi ehu. Meaning, as long as you can still see it. Now, if they can't go any further that they can't see the press anymore, that means if they have to be mefana right now, then they're allowed to be mefana over there, even though someone might see them. Because we're assuming it's no fence over there. That means you're in a bika. As long as you see the press, you're allowed to be mefana. That means if someone walks into the oil press right now, he will see you. Now, according to Isi ben Yehuda, we said that it's not enough. That you're far removed, that you don't hear him. According to Isi ben Yehuda, you have to be far enough that you don't see him. And here we see clearly, you see the oil, that means he sees you. So again, the same terrace. Shani Oichle Tairis, that Kele Barabonon. We're more makel by Oichle Tairis because we want the press not to be too long unattended. So we're makel because of the Shmira that they allowed to be mefana even in such a way. Zog de Gemara. Ravashi Omar. My Kozman Shein Chaver Re'eyu de Kome Isi Ba Noson and Nuteretz. What does it mean? Kozman Shein Re'eyu? Kozman Shein Chaver Re'eyu es Pru'oi. It's not a stira. You can see the oil press, but he can't see you being revealed. When you're mefana, you have to reveal yourself. That part he can't see. So Yeloilim, I can see him, but he can't see me because he has to see Pruoi. Zog de Gemara, how is Savdino? There was a maspit. The Nochs Kamel Rav Nachman, and he was maspit in front of Rav Nachman. Oma Heitz Nua Bar Choysav Hava. This person that he was being maspid, the Goyis maspid said, this person was tzanua bar choysev in his ways. Omer Rav Nachman, at Eisa Bahadla Beisakise, did you follow him into the restroom that you can say he's a tzanua? Vidati tzanua Eloi, the Tanya ain't going tzanua Lemisha tzanua Beisakise, that's called tzanua. Zogmo of Rav Nachman, might have come in. What does Rav Nachman care what he's being maspid name? Forgive him, let him be called him a tzanua by the Hespid. Zogmo of Mishun Tanya, Keshem Shinifroy Mina Mesim, just like Mesim, we're Nifra Mehen. If someone says all types of milas about him in his Hespid, and he is not really roy for them. State behedya in the Russian moed cotton that brings about din on him that they'll start looking at his mitzvahs and they'll see what he has. So then they remind him all his averus that he has. They start looking at him. That's what the Russian moed cotton explains. That's why you can't by aspen say things that are not really true about the person. The maske is avanoisov when you say things that never happened to him. So not just, but it's a bad thing for the mace. Kach nifroi min ha-sabdonim u-min ha-oinim achreyen. Not just the sabdonim get punished, but those that are oinim achreyen, they also look at maske avanoisim. So Rav Nachman was one of the oinim achreyen, he was there. So he wanted to be matched the maspid because he was there and he didn't want that shmi nifra mimenu. What's called someone who's a tznua? Zeha nifne belaila. Someone who's nifne belaila at night. B'mokav shenifne b'yoyim. The same place that is nifne b'yoyim. That means in the yoyim you have to be mischachin from people. So at night, even if there's no people, you're mischachin in the same place because you are tznua. That's a gather of tznua. A person should go and be mefan himself in the dawn, in the morning, arvis, right at the nightfall, right in the beginning of the night. So like this, you won't have to go during the daytime and go further away. So we see at the time that the people are not around, you don't have to go so far. It says clearly, Rav in the daytime went all the way a mil, far away from people. All he told is Shamish, panuli duchta bel choyva. The Masa, make sure there's an area exposed for me to go be mafan of myself in the Rechava, the Masa, in the market square. V'chein omar le Rav Zeira, we Baruch Hashem have bathrooms, but I'm all they had to find a place where to relieve themselves. V'chein omar le Rav Zeira le Shame, chozi man di ika choyra bayis, chavraya, the be'ina le mifni, go look who's, if there's anyone behind my home, so I can be mafan of myself. So we see clearly they didn't go b'lmokam b'chokam at night. So gemar lo yitem b'mokam, it doesn't mean you have to go to the place that you found in the daytime. If out in the daytime, you go further. At night, you don't have to. Like we see all these gemaras. It means the way you are acting in the Beis Akisa in the daytime, that's how you have to act in the nighttime. Also, atzniyas. Rav Asher Omar, even if we're talking about the actual place, all he means to say is you go to a keren zovis, meaning just like in the daytime, you go to a keren zovis, a wall, like behind the fence, so to at night, go to a keren zovis. Not in the mokum in distance, but in the type of place that you're choosing to be mefana. Not in a place that's megula, open, exposed. Try to go in a time right before the morning, right after nightfall, so you won't have to go during the day. Tani nami ochi ben azi oimel, hashkem v'tzei, harev v'tzei, hashkem early in the morning, harev at night. Kadesh lo tzrachik, so you won't have to go so far. Mishamish vishov, meaning be mishamish yourself. That means first you have to take a stone to make sure to be able to relieve yourself. Va'al teish v'tishmashmesh, mishamish. Don't be mashmesh after you sit down. If you mashmesh after you sit down, it can cause hemorrhoids. It's very dangerous. Shekol ayoyshu v'mashmesh afilo oisin kshofim ba'aspamia boin olof. Even kshofim, it's bad for kshofim. Kshofim from aspamia, they come on him if you're mamashmesh after you sit. V'insha v'yosef, if a person forgot and he already sat, v'achach mishamesh, and he was mishamesh after he sat, which is very dangerous for kshofim. Kshofim and the Beis HaKisa are very interconnected. My takante, what's takona? Zogmo ki koi, when he stands up lame, he says as follows, lema ochi, loy li, loy li. Not to me, not to me. Loy tochim v'loy tachtim. Not tachtim. Tachtim are the names of kshofim, Zog Rashi. Ha suyim al dei tachtonius, that are created because of tachtonius, because of hemorrhoids. Loy hani v'loy mehani. Not them and not part of them. Loy chashi de chasho v'loy chashi de chashto. Zog Rashi, the bottom Rashi. V'loy chashi de chashto v'loy machshefois machshef zochor v'loy machshefois machshef on the kevo. Not the male and not the female in the cave. Machshevim, loshen achel loyhani v'loyhani loyitzlach v'loyoyel oid machshevus. It won't have an effect on him. This is the so to speak the segula that you say in order that the machsheve tachtonius should not have an effect on you. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the omid. We'll continue mitz Hashem samach beis omid beis tomorrow.